Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 6, 2010. I'm Joe Underko. Today we will look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this Saturday's games. Unbeaten and nationally ranked Thomas Moore used a 96-yard punt return for a touchdown by junior Kendall Owens to break open a close game and defeat visiting Westminster 37-13. Waynesburg scored 20 unanswered points to erase a fourth-quarter deficit and win 34-28 at St. Vincent. Washington and Jefferson jumped out to a quick 21-0 lead at home against Grove City, but had to withstand a late Wolverine rally before emerging with a 21-14 victory. Finally, Geneva overcame a 6-0 halftime deficit at Teal behind a school record 302 rushing yards by senior Gerard Machete to defeat the Tomcats 34-20. Bethany had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week laurels went to St. Vincent freshman wide receiver Chase Ginyard, who caught four passes for a PAC season-high 161 yards and two touchdowns in the loss to the Yellow Jackets. Defensive recognition went to Waynesburg sophomore defensive back Brian Gary, who ran an interception back 80 yards for a touchdown for the Yellow Jackets, breaking a 21-21 tie at St. Vincent. Thomas Moore's Owens earned special teams honors for his 96-yard punt return against Westminster, which was a big part of his 166 return yards on the day. The PAC schedule for November 6 has four games on tap, with Geneva having a bye week. The big matchup is at Wiley Stadium in Waynesburg, where the 6-2 Yellow Jackets put their four-game win streak on the line against 8-0 Thomas Moore at 1:30 p.m. Both teams control their own destiny as the Saints can clinch their third consecutive PAC title with a victory, while Waynesburg can win its first league crown since 2003 with wins against Thomas Moore and W&J in the final two games of the season. Thomas Moore won last year's matchup 47-24 in Kentucky, but Saint head coach Jim Hilbert knows his team will have its hands full as they attempt to clinch the crown and extend the program's 20-game regular season win streak.
Obviously, Waynesburg, I think, is a very, very talented team. I know Coach Shepas will have his guys ready. Some things for us, obviously, we got to make sure we take care of the football, and we have to be able to run the ball, and we have to stop their run. I know they have some really good players on the offensive side of the ball. Starts up front with their offensive line and then goes with Brad Dawson. Does a great job of directing their offense.
4-4 Bethany looks for its first 500 season since 2001, as the Bison travel to face 3-5 Grove City at Thorne Field with kickoff set for 1:30 p.m. The Wolverines have dominated the recent series with the Bison, winning three straight meetings and 12 of the last 13 overall, as well as the last six games in Grove City. Last year, Grove City won 35-14 in West Virginia. Bison head coach Tim Weaver hopes his team will turn yet another corner this season when they face the Wolverines.
Grove City and Westminster, to me, have been the two that we have been really close to and haven't been able to win. And, you know, we haven't been able to solve them. Last year, the game got away from us. But the previous two were very competitive. You know, yeah, we think that this is a kind of where we are as a program game.
A matchup of 2-6 squads will take place at Bury Stadium in New Wilmington when Westminster hosts St. Vincent at 1 p.m. The Titans are 8-1 all-time against the Bearcats and have never lost to St. Vincent in New Wilmington, as the only Bearcat win in the series was a 34-0 home victory way back in 1949. Titan head coach Jeff Hand talks about his senior class entering the Titans' final home game.
Well, this is certainly a special senior class. It's our largest senior class in quite some time. We have 19 seniors, and it's really a special group, and a group that's really fought through a lot. And I'm certainly very, very proud of what they've accomplished in the classroom as well as on the field.
Finally, 6-2 Washington and Jefferson will look to extend its five-game win streak as the Presidents travel to Alumni Stadium in Greenville for a 1 p.m. kickoff at 0-8 Teal. W&J has won 27 of the last 28 meetings between the programs, with a lone exception being a 35-31 Tomcat victory in Washington during Teal's unbeaten championship regular season in 2005. The Presidents rolled to a 56-16 home victory over the Tomcats at Cameron Stadium a year ago. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.